Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. I got the squad back together. Shane, what's good with you, Brody?
What to do, gang?
Brian, what's good with you?
All good, all good. Can't complain.
And I know, to the audience, I be saying we're going to do an NBA episode. I be lying a lot. We back in football mode already. It's been free agency news. Ain't really much to talk about in the NBA, bro. I don't know what's going on. It's just, until the playoffs start, it's not really too much to get into because it's all so close. Yeah. Like, if we talk today about the West standings, it's going to be so different tomorrow because that's exactly what happened to the last episode. Mm-hmm. The last episode, we spent a solid 30 minutes talking about the play-in. The next day, all teams changed. I think Blazers are now, like, 13th seed, and they were the ninth. Anyways, football. We got some good topics today. Starting off with I think this happened the day after the last time we recorded, which was the Panthers trade up to the number one pick to get get the number one pick from the Bears. And Shane, you questioned the haul that they gave up to get the number one pick, and I explained to you that that's when it comes to getting a franchise quarterback, there is no there's no limit for real, for real. Me personally. And I'm not a big fan of C.J. Stroud. I know that's who they're taking. That's who they're big on. But either way, if you feel like you have your guy, especially when you have a new coach too, it's not like it's an old regime. You have a new system coming in. Feel like you got to do it. Trying to pull up the package. My bad. I know it was a first this year, the ninth overall pick this year, a first in 2024, a second in D.J. Moore. That's what I remember off the top of my head.
And the Panthers are looking for their franchise QB with that pick.
Cool. Well, they're going to get one. Okay, here it is. It's the number 9 pick, number 61 pick, a 2024 first-round pick, a 2025 second-round pick, and DJ Moore for the number 1 pick overall. And, Shane, I'll slide to you first. Why do you think that was too much?
Well, I'm not heavy in college football, obviously, but I want to know, like, how much faith do we have in these guys that are coming out? The main one that I know, and he's probably not even not the main one. Before y'all start bashing me, I already know. I know about C.J. Stroud. I know about Bryce Young. I know about Anthony Richardson. So, out of them, I feel like somebody had a flaw where they was, like, 5'9 or something like that. Maybe 5'10 and a half.
It's Bryce Young. I don't know if he's that small, but he actually might be.
So at the combine, they were saying some weirdo stuff. So
he was like 5'10 and a quarter at the combine, but that might have been.
See, like that's what I'm saying. Like they got, but anyways, I'm saying, like, I feel like there ain't that much hype around the dudes that are coming out. Like, but I don't know when's the last time there has been huge hype. Cause I mean, I'm not big in. You said when?
T-Law.
Okay. Yeah. T-Law. Maybe was Joe Burrow hype because of LSU?
Not like that. We knew he was a
after that season, but not like
we knew he was a solidified, like a good quarterback. But Trevor Lawrence, before Trevor Lawrence, the only like generational quarterback was probably Andrew Luck.
Okay, So do they know? I know you're not the GM of the Panthers, but do they know who they're getting with that pick, or do you think they know?
I'm like 85% sure C.J. Stroud. They've been big on him. Bryce Young. It was C.J. Stroud was favorite, but it was like a -125 before the trade. Mm-hmm. And then now it's -475. So that's a huge swing. It's funny because Leek, who's in our fantasy league, he's a Panthers fan and Ohio State fan, so he's getting everything he wants. His team is getting a quarterback from his college. Y'all know how I feel about Ohio State quarterbacks, though. Ohio State, and I say the same thing, Ohio State and Bama, and these are the top two quarterbacks coming out. But those systems don't work in the NFL. We will see with C.J. Stroud. Bryce Young is actually the best quarterback I've seen from Bama, but it's funny because he's accomplished the least out of any quarterback at Bama. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I think he's their best NFL prospect, but every other quarterback in Bama has won at least one title while there. So that's interesting. Brian, what you think about it?
I think it makes sense for both sides, both the Panthers and the Bears, obviously, too. Like, I know a lot of people were saying that because it's, like, essentially all the Bears getting pick-wise outside of the second-round picks that they got is really just one first-rounder because they swapping first rounds this year and they only get in the first round of next year. But I think if you look at it in the sense of they getting DJ Moore, and DJ Moore, I mean, just off the top of my head, what would you say DJ Moore is, like a top 15 at best receiver? Which is still in a league that's,
I was about to say, receiver. No knock to him, it's just the receivers are deep.
Yeah, like in a league that's receiver heavy, that's still very good. But this is also a former first-round pick. So you're getting a former first-round pick that's a receiver who's top 15 maybe in his position. That can kind of count as like another draft pick too. So like, why spend a pick drafting a receiver when you can go get somebody that's already accomplished and still young? I think this is only going to be like his, what, sixth or seventh season, maybe.
Every season two.
Yeah, so I definitely like that pickup for them because, well, it's some things that the Bears did prior to this trade that didn't really make sense to me. Like, trading Roquan Smith for only a second rounder. Like, that's the best that you got for him. But then using a second rounder that's better than – use your own second rounder. Not even the second rounder that you got in return. Use your own second rounder for Chase Claypool. Oh, nobody was ever going to
– No, Brian. Was not a second rounder. It was a first.
It was a first?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
It was somebody else's first, though.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, so you made the trade for Chase Claypool, which was like – and apparently they barely even used him when he got there, but that's a whole different situation. Yeah. But, nah, I like the trade for both sides. For the Panthers, they're definitely taking CJ Stroud. Like, that's a lock. You can pretty much lock that.
Oh, no, Brian, you were right. It was second-round pick.
It was second-round? Okay, yeah. So, but even still, a second rounder for Chase Claypool.
That's insane.
That's a risky trade right there.
Yeah,
had to fact check myself. You were.
It's all good. The Panthers, they definitely going to take CJ Stroud. I think it'll be good for him to go to Carolina because I do like Frank Reich as a play caller, as a play designer. I know it was weird for him this last year in Indianapolis, but who's going to really fault him for that? They had Matt Ryan out there with no offensive line. And I think it's good that this is a new regime that chose a coach with an offensive mind, and that's probably going to be calling the plays, that is picking their quarterback. And typically with, like, just off the top of my head, the last two Ohio State quarterbacks we saw get drafted, Justin Fields and Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace, both of them got drafted in that same year, both of their coaches got fired. So from the jump, they weren't in the best situation anyway. So I think CJ Stroud, he'll be going into a completely different situation that could work for him. And for the Bears, I like what they got too because they needed to get weapons for Justin Fields. Now they could focus on like bolstering their offensive line and any other moves that they feel like they need to make.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the trade is the fact that obviously you give a weapon to Justin Fields. You give him an actual number one receiver, Allen Robinson. I remember that was, I think Fields' rookie season, I guess. But Allen Robinson, I was blaming the quarterback. And I heard Chicago fans were like, nah, Allen Robinson actually doesn't look good out there. And I'm like, bro, no way. He just traded to the Rams. I'm like, bro, he's about to ball out. And he really did. He did not look good. I know the jokes at first were like, yeah, Stafford's not targeting him. But after a while, you would literally watch him play, and it's like, yeah, he's not what he used to.
Yeah, like, even after Cooper Kupp was out, he still wasn't doing it.
And it's crazy because the teams he was on wasted him away. Like, he played for the Jags with Blake Bortles, then he went to the Bears with no quarterback. And he was solid, and then as soon as he gets a quarterback, he disappears completely. Fields still has accuracy issues, so we'll see how that goes. But like I said, giving him a number one is great. But what I don't like about the trade, and you had to do it, but it is the Panthers giving up DJ Moore, because I always feel like if you're bringing in a young quarterback, you either do the Bengals route, well, even though it was a year later, and pair him with a teammate of his from college, or give him a vet receiver. It's one of those two. Either give him his receiver from college, that usually works out, or give him a vet receiver. You're bringing CJ Stroud in now with, I don't know who their receiver is, honestly. Like, I really don't.
That's my question.
I really don't. I don't. They'll have to trade somebody. They'll obviously draft somebody too, but still, I think you need that vet receiver. And we're going to see the same. We're going to see that happen with whoever the Raiders get with the quarterback position. If they get Will Levis, if they get Anthony Richardson, they'll have Devontae Adams right there waiting for them, which is what you need. That's the only thing I don't like about the trade, because I don't know what the Panthers' option is now, a receiver, but they'll have to figure it out. And of course, I like how Twitter got on the whole. Obviously, when DJ Moore was traded, it was all these stats that came out. All this DJ Moore is free. It's funny because nobody was saying anything about DJ Moore before this. Like,
what were they saying on Twitter about him?
Like, they were just like, he's free. No. He's free, and they were showing up all these good stats. But it's like, mm-hmm. Y'all didn't talk about DJ Moore at all. Now, as soon as he gets traded to Chicago,
I remember during the season, I was like, I don't know why the Ravens aren't calling him.
Remember the fantasy league? I said DJ Moore's going. Once CMC got traded, I said DJ Moore's going to Baltimore, bro. Watch. He's coming home. But so that's it for the number one pick. I'll go down some other news. Obviously, we have some big news to go to. We can save that for a little later. But I'll just go down with some notable free agent news. Bills re-signed Jordan Poirier, safety. Dolphins get a quarterback in Mike White, backup quarterback for Tua, because we know how his injuries are. They re-signed all their running backs and traded for Jalen Ramsey, who Brian does not believe in anymore because he's a hater.
That's not true. I just don't think he is elite.
His last, I think, six to eight games last year were insane. Well, I know the tape didn't look good the first couple games, but that last stretch was amazing.
I do remember that last game against the Seahawks. I think it was the last game of the season. He was strapping in that one.
Because I had Tyler Lockett.
There you go. Get his name right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
Geno. But go ahead.
No, I was
Ramsey, and Kenneth Walker.
Ramsey's there with Xavier Howard, which is amazing. That's a great duo, cornerback duo. That was the Dolphins' problem last year. Byron Jones just wasn't. I never liked Byron Jones. I might have been the Dallas thing too, but I've never liked Byron Jones. Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Howard is a much better combination. But I think Jalen Ramsey also got the James Harden treatment, where the media decided to show his lowlights and people ran with it, because that man still has some amazing stuff. And I keep bringing up the last 6 to 8 games, but you won't even hear that or see that anywhere on Twitter. Like, people don't talk about that. And PFF, I know PFF ain't everything, but they still had him as a top 3 cornerback last year. Brian's point, he said it before about PFF, like, it's not everything. Because I also agree with that, because Stephen Gilmore, in my opinion, was the best cornerback last year. And he didn't even make, I don't think, top 5 on that list. Because Colts were number 1 in pass defense all season.
Yeah, that list was crazy that they put up.
He was number 1. They were number 1 in pass defense all season. That was solely because of him. Like, he shut down half the field. But, so Dolphins boosted up. Now, Patriots today signed Juju Smith. They got a receiver. Re-signed Jabril Peppers. Re-signed Jonathan Jones. We'll see how Juju is. This is really a chance to really see how. Yeah, I don't believe in him that much, but we'll really.
Yeah, see I think his career fizzles out after that.
But it was clear after AB left the Steelers that he's not a number one.
Yeah, I don't think he's number one.
And then Mac Jones is his QB, so it's like.
Well, actually, we're gonna have to get into the main event, because I'm going through the AFC East right now. I just went through the Patriots, Dolphins, and Bills. Obviously, let's get to the Jets now. Jets pick up or are going to get Aaron Rodgers after some conversation discussed. One of the most talented quarterbacks to ever play the game. He's following in his daddy's footsteps, Brett Favre, of going from the Packers to the Jets at an old age. Argue with Leak today. Leak said 2 first round picks, which is the rumor. He said that's too much. I said absolutely not. If you have a team where you think they're a quarterback away from competing for a Super Bowl, you trade for them 2 first round picks, no matter what. Because I said, look at the Rams, bro. The Rams traded them picks for Matt Stafford. And everybody, y'all know how I feel about Stafford, but all the flack I was getting back was he's not proven in the playoffs. I'm like, okay, give him a team, let him see what he does. They made the Super Bowl run. Not just guaranteeing Jets do the same, but they will be a lot better. Like, you have, it was weird. He went on the Pat McAfee show today and denied that wish list thing. He was like, that is just.
He denied?
Yeah. He was like, he even made jokes to it. He was like, yeah, I want Jordy Nelson to come off the farm too for all that. But he's like, that didn't make sense to me, because you have Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, and Garrett Wilson there. It's like, bro, why would you ask for all these other receivers too?
And the list didn't make sense, because you had players that he played with and then random old
guys. Nah, that was wild for sure.
You want 3 receivers plus the 3 you have. And I know Elijah Moore's not happy there, but maybe it changes with with Aaron Rodgers there.
They, didn't they grab Lazard, though?
They got Lazard on a four-year, $44 million deal. The Packers, were not bringing him back. It was, to me, it would have been funny if Rodgers was just like, he put out this wish list and then went back to the Packers because he actually wanted these dudes gone. Like, that would have been funny. But anyway, what else? I'm just going to name the rest of the Jets move, then go to y'all. Solomon Thomas re-signed. Quincy Williams re-signed, who is, I didn't even know he was the brother of Quinnell Williams on that D-line.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't hip until like last week.
Yeah, because I was listening to this the podcast there, and this Jets fan, they was like, well, Deron Payne just got his big contract, and Quinnell Williams' brother just got his contract. So now Quinnell Williams about to get that bag on the D-line. So Rodgers, Lazard, and they re-sign a lot of pieces. Jets, what do y'all give them as a grade so far? Brian, I'll start with you.
As a grade,
that's the biggest move.
Since technically speaking, they don't have Aaron Rodgers yet, I'll say a B. Once they get Aaron Rodgers, I'll probably say like an A-, because I'm a big proponent of, if you've had your team structured a certain way and you don't have a quarterback and you don't see success, if you have to break that structure to get your quarterback, then you break that structure to get your quarterback. Because you're not going to be successful if you don't have a quarterback. So once they get him, I'll probably give him like an A-, because even if you get Aaron Rodgers for like 2 years, 3 years max, if you're lucky, it's worth it because that's your championship window right there. Like, I think Pat McAfee said it on his show, but outside of like this past season, and I think maybe a couple seasons or so before Davante Adams really started taking over as like not only a true number one, but like the best receiver in the league, Packers were always like considered a Super Bowl contender under Aaron Rodgers. Once, definitely after he won that first one, they were always a Super Bowl contender. Like, they will always be one of the three or four teams out of the NFC that you would pick to go to the Super Bowl yearly. And so if he can, you know, and I think he'll be better with the Jets than he was with the Packers last year. Last year was just a weird year for them.
They didn't have no weapons.
They have no weapons. He's going to have not to knock on like Aaron Jones or nothing like that, but with Breece Hall coming back, he's going to have a legit running back, a legit number one running back. He's going to have defense. Garrett Wilson. Yeah, consistent defense, Garrett Wilson. Like, he's going to have a team around him, so he could definitely be successful. Do I think they will be that successful in that conference, in that division? I don't know. I think it's tough to say because it's like, I don't even know if they'll be better than the Dolphins. All depending on how they just reloaded like crazy. And I only had to mention the Bills, who are clearly the best team in that division. So right now, at best, you're looking at third best in your division, not to mention that stacked AFC conference. So I don't know, but I like it for them. I like taking the risk. I like going all in and trying to get that chip if you can.
Before I slide to you, Shane, only thing I'm going to go to Brian's point. He said about the Packers being Super Bowl contenders. Shane, I talked about you probably this years ago now, but the Rodgers had the Brady effect of, I remember they kept it anonymous, but it was the AFC East GMs came out and was like, yeah, this is when Brady signed with the Bucks, his first year with the Bucks. They said every single year in free agency in the draft, we drafted on how to beat the Patriots. We didn't draft to build our team because it was all we had to do is beat the Patriots twice a year. And in the playoffs, anything can happen. Like, that's the goal, is just to make the playoffs. And that's what I think this move is. When your team, like the franchise, like the Jets, you can kind of throw the Lions in there, the Texans. Like, you should do whatever it takes to just get in the playoffs, because it's not NBA. It's not MLB. It's just one game. If you just got to win one game, anything can happen, literally. And we saw the Jags and Blake Bortles go to the AFC Championship and really almost beat the Patriots that one year. Like, it doesn't matter. You just have to get that. You have to get to the playoffs to get in that format. The Jets can easily be in that. Like, if they make the playoffs, we're all going to be like, okay, you got to watch out for the Jets.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a disgusting championship weekend with quarterbacks. Outside of Tom Brady, it was Blake Bortles, Case Keenum, and Nick Foles.
Nick Foles is a goat, bro.
Super
Bowl MVP, Nick Foles. Put some respect on his name.
You missing Trubisky. Because the Bears definitely missed a field goal to beat the Eagles in the playoffs that year.
That was disgusting.
Chang, that was all I got to say. Just make the playoffs. That's the goal, is to make the playoffs, and they had a great effect. Rodgers had the same thing. NFC North, they were just trying to beat the Packers. They didn't even care about, let's get a franchise quarterback here. Like, they were literally drafting fast D linemen, cornerbacks. I think it was the Dolphins that said that. They, like, 5 years in a row, they just drafted D linemen and cornerbacks because they just wanted to stop the Patriots. But Shane, go ahead. What you think about the Rodgers tree?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna reiterate honestly what Brian said. He really kind of handled it in depth. But I mean, I definitely still think there's some crazy talented rosters out there in the AFC before we start jumping straight to Super Bowl. But I mean, like you said, any team with some slight talent with Rodgers as the QB is in a solid defense is definitely automatically contenders. I mean, these guys are going to go from starting with terrible, probably out the league soon, quarterback Zach Wilson to, okay, game manager Mike White to game-winning drives of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I think it's going to be good for him because, I mean, him with the Packers organization the last 2 years has kind of been weird. Even, like, before he was like, yeah, I'm going to leave. I thought he was supposed to get, like, kind of dealt, or he wasn't sure if he was re-signing, like, last either. I don't think it was last free agency, but towards the beginning of the season, right, it was some weirdo stuff happening with him, right? Like, And then he didn't like any of the talent he had around him because Christian Watson couldn't catch for like 3 weeks aside from like one long touchdown bomb. And they just didn't really have a lot of talent around him. So it'll be good to see him with Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner. Like I think it'll be a big morale kind of thing. And I mean, Aaron Rodgers with some morale seems good. I think, and that's all I have to say about that. But there are two other points I want to go over and actually ask you guys' opinion about it. But what was that whole ordeal on Twitter where Schefter had said some news about Rodgers and he was like, lose my number? Is there some inside joke I'm missing?
Nah, it's so, Ian, you saw the Pat McAfee show. You was watching it too. All right, bet. Pat McAfee had asked Aaron Rodgers about reports that came out about his demand list or his wish list or whatever. And Aaron Rodgers started answering about, like, generally about, like, media and, like, the stories that they've been putting out. And he specifically was like, go ask Adam Schefter, you know, what I told him when he got my number. And then he went on to say that, yeah, I told him, lose my number, good try. And that's when Adam Schefter posted the screenshot confirming it. That was just
amazing. Adam Schefter, a real one for doing that, though. But you said you had two questions, Shane?
Yeah, there was one more. Hopefully before I forget. It was a Rodgers thing. It was a lose my number.
Well, you try to remember. Slay's going back to Philly.
You said he is?
Yeah. Schefter just tweeted out.
He's
officially released, but he's expected to stay with the Eagles. It's not final, but it's looking that way right now.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, we could probably move on to the next whatever you got up next. Oh, my bad. Actually, I do know.
Go ahead.
I was going to try to think about they have a really good D-line, and obviously they have Sauce. But I still think
– and linebacker. They got linebackers. They got Quincy and C.J. Mosley. Had a good season.
Okay. I was thinking about that safety position. And
yeah, they man, I'm going to get into – well, yeah, they'll probably draft or something. But
like, did they have any chance of getting any of the free agents before they re-signed? No, not really.
They were rumored to be in the Bates market before this Rodgers thing. Bates obviously went to Atlanta, so.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, they're not going to have
him. Yeah, I think they're probably solid. As long as they pick up Rodgers, that team definitely, the sky's the limit, so. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move on to the AFC North. I'm going to sim through these because it's not much. We already talked before the podcast. Baltimore Ravens haven't done anything other than give Lamar Jackson that non-exclusive franchise tag. No news there, so not to talk about it. Bengals haven't made any moves other than re-sign linebacker Jermaine Pratt. Browns haven't made any big moves other than they got Dalvin Tomlinson and they released Jadeveon Clowney, who Brian probably hates when I say this, but that's...
Wait, hold on. Breaking news. Here we go. Breaking news right here.
No, go ahead. Well,
you just said the Bengals ain't make any moves. They just signed Orlando Brown.
That's tough.
Yeah. 4 years, $64 million. I literally refreshed the NFL.
He's like the best tackle that was in free agency, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's blocking, bro, for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know if he was the best one on the market, but he's definitely one.
Burrow needed that.
Who else was out there? No, you just said Orlando Brown, right? I mean, I know Jason Kelce. Yeah. He's going back to the Eagles, but he's a center.
I was about to say centers are a little different. Tackles, that's
tough. They out there guarding the men's, but go ahead.
Yeah, Browns got Dalvin Tomlinson for D tackle, but they released Clowney. I was saying, like, Brian probably hates when I say this, but when I see Clowney, all I see is Chase Young, all the potential in the world, but I don't know if it's going to fall through.
Honestly, bro, at this point, I don't even hate it because I ain't seen Chase Young do a swim move, a rip.
I think they're, like, built the same. Like, flash is the same. Their potential was, like, Clowney could have been the best D lineman in the league. Like, the athletics, like, everything he brought to the game, he just couldn't put it together. Chase Young, obviously injuries, too, but when he's out there, still not all together from what we thought he could be. Like, I remember I got a heated debate. I remember Chase Young made his debut, and I swore up and down to everybody, bro, this man is better than Myles Garrett, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah, so I was definitely tripping. Steelers, they got offensive guard and Nate Herbig. They got our linebacker, I think, Cole Holcomb. Didn't he play for
us? Yeah.
And then Patrick Peterson, who surprisingly had a decent year last year. Like, I say it's probably because of age, not obviously because he's bad, but he's an older cornerback. But he really did his thing for Minnesota last year. Steelers, I think they're a team that should go after Lamar. I don't see the Ravens obviously trading in that division, but that's where definitely I see him. AFC South, like I said, I'm going to try to run through these. Case Keenum, who, if y'all don't know, is the all-time leading NCAA passer because he stayed there for like 6 years, I think. Went to Houston. They signed Noah Brown, receiver. They signed Robert Woods. I think Brandon Cooks is still there. So that what they're doing now is giving that young quarterback vet receivers.
They might be trading him.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, but I think they should keep him. Cooks and Woods would be a solid vet combo for a young quarterback.
And I mean, I think D'Amico Ryan's.
You think Cooks went to the Titans?
We'll see.
No, Woods went to the Texans from the Titans. They got Shaq Mason in a trade, the guard. Nothing else too big. They got Jimmy Ward, the safety, but he's kind of older at this point. Colts haven't made too many moves. They got Matt Gay, the kicker, which was they got 4 year, $22 million. But other than that, no big moves. Jags, just the weirdest thing in the world. They franchise tag Evan Ingram. I could not believe that, but I guess they just could not find another tight end on the market or what. I don't know what's up with that.
Before you move past the Jags, it's not a free agency move, but Ridley will be reinstated coming next season. And he did. He dropped like a tell-all. I don't know if you guys checked that out, but.
Yeah, I ain't looking at this. I do not need to see that man confess that he was stuck on draft.
It's not a terrible read for the rest of the viewers that are watching now. Brian, he knows everything. He needs to be on the ESPN anyway.
That man, he was up on parlays.
Man, he was going through some stuff. I read it. He told it all, bro.
Nah, but I think that's going to be so nasty next year because Trevor Lawrence. I think I was literally the only person that wasn't super high on him because everybody was saying he's the best generational quarterback since Luck, and I love Andrew Luck. And I was like, man, I don't see it in Trevor Lawrence. I think it was the hair.
Yeah, I swear it had to be the hair.
Trevor Lawrence is a dog, and I know I was wild. I said I think he could be after next year. I think he'll be in the top five quarterback conversation because I think what he did in the playoffs was a was outstanding. I know it was against the Chargers, but to come back from four picks in the first half, a lot of quarterbacks would have given up at that point. A young quarterback, they would just be in their own head. Bro was like, nah, we got this. And he did. So I think he's definitely in that top five conversation. Titans made no moves for real. No disrespect to Titan fans. It's literally all tackles and D linemen. And the only D lineman is Arden Key. I've never even heard of him. So
they blowing it up.
Yeah, and they're giving up. Obviously, Derrick Henry's on the trade block, so we'll see. Broncos, no big moves, but they are shopping Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
Chiefs got Juwan Taylor, the offensive tackle. Other than that, no moves. Lost Juju, which, you know, obviously Patrick Mahomes can make anything out of nothing, so we'll see. Raiders, here we go with some actual news. Jimmy G. I love all them Jimmy G and Derek Carr memes because that's exactly what it is. Like this, especially the two fat dudes flipping over each other. Oh my God.
Yeah,
this shit is perfect because other than this being with Josh McDaniels, like Jimmy G's probably less turnover prone than Carr, but Carr's turnovers still aren't that big of a problem. It was just him in general. We'll see how it is. They get Josh Jacobs back. Signed Jacoby Myers, but traded away Darren Waller, which we'll talk about when we get to the NFC. Nothing to talk about there. Chargers, they get Eric Kendricks, the linebacker from the Vikings, to go next to Khalil Mack and Bosa on the D-line. So they're beefing up their defense once again. They got an offensive tackle.
Yeah. They need.
Yeah.
Chargers.
That's it for the AFC. Do y'all have anything to say about the AFC before we go to the NFC?
Covering it.
It's just a
nothing. Nothing crazy. I feel like the AFC been chilling.
I think most teams kind of stay the same, right? Division wise, like conference wise, like winners. I mean, other than the Jets, obviously, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think I sent this to you. I sent it to Shane though, but. Before we get off NFC, AFC. I just want to let you hear this. These are the quarterbacks in the AFC. Let's assume Rodgers there. So let's say Rodgers, Mahomes, Burrow. You can throw in some names too. Herbert, Allen, Lamar,
Lawrence,
Deshaun Watson,
Trevor Lawrence, That's enough name. That's about 10.
Boom. So let me just read you Colin Cowherd's top quarterbacks in the NFC. Number one is Matt Stafford. I know. What? But hold on, because it doesn't even seem this wild when you're literally looking at these quarterbacks. Number two, Jalen Hurts. Okay. Three, Jared Goff. Four, Kyler Murray. Five, Dak Prescott. Six, Derek Carr. Seven, Kirk Cousins. Eight, Geno Smith. There is such a drop-off in talent from AFC quarterbacks to NFC.
That's like, insane.
The quarterbacks we named in the AFC are all better than every quarterback I just
That's
named.
That's insane, bro.
It's possible. Donovan Jalen Hurts obviously will get the – he's the
one. Wait, where was Daniel Jones at?
I don't know.
He's not on.
All right, bro. They're faking, bro.
Bro.
I'm a Chang. I got to put on for my
– Shane, no,
Shane,
no.
Daniel Jones is definitely like.
When we say top quarterbacks, we
top
mean
what, like, Shane?
By he top eight.
Not how much they get paid, bro.
He's top four in his division.
Nah, he better than Sam Howell. Stop playing with him, bro.
Sam Howell season coming, man.
But, yeah, it's just – I just wanted to read you that because the drop-off is insane in quarterback talent in the NFC. Like, it's crazy.
There's no talent over there, bro.
Let's get into the NFC East right now, and let's start off with the team we hate the most in the Dallas Cowboys. We have two Commanders fans up here and a newly adopted Giants fan. So we all should equally hate Dallas. They gave Tony Pollard the non-exclusive tag. Maybe it's just me, but this non-exclusive tag is something I've just heard of.
Wait, what does that mean? Before you break it, because I'm still kind of.
It's the same thing as NBA as a restricted free agent giving them an offer sheet. Like another team giving the offer sheet, you can match it. And if you, but the difference is in the NBA, If you don't match it, you just lose the player. NFL, if you don't match it, the other team gives up picks. So, like, if Lamar, if Lamar agrees to deal with the Steelers, or just any team, the Steelers have to give picks. Up some type of picks.
For them, okay.
But, so who got that? Evan Engram, so far it's Evan Engram, Tony Pollard, and Lamar that got this non-exclusive tag.
But before you keep going, I know I'm not going to get caught up on it, but they released Zeke too, right?
They released Zeke. We're going to get into that.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So they got gave Pollard the non-exclusive tag, released Zeke, re-signed Van Der Esch, and who we just talked about earlier, they signed Stephen Gilmore. And Brian was like, man, fuck that. Terry McLaurin dunked on this nigga. And I said, bro, it's not even about that. It's about having the ability to put Gilmore on. Now you're a team's second best receiver. It's going to be
that's
so
insane,
crazy.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be so crazy.
Yeah, you know, I had to say that just to hate because if it, I just had to. But the fact that they fifth, bro, like, it's trades like that that irritate me the most because it's like, y'all couldn't come up off a fourth to better that? Or did you not even know that this player was available for such little compensation that you didn't even think to, like, ask
for? He was elite last year. I don't know what
like, where else. Like, I swear he could have signed probably anywhere if he wanted to, right?
It was a trade.
Well, they traded a what?
Yeah, it was a trade.
Fifth.
So any team could have traded a fifth. That was a contender, probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see why a team like San Fran didn't make that move when their only weakness is secondary. I kept telling them that last year. I said, if something
was injuries, too, because the team passed them. And that's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense, but.
Yeah, but Gilmore and Diggs is crazy. And Diggs had a great season last year. Obviously, the year before
he gave
it was.
Up
the Oh, yeah, he gives up a lot of yards, but he gets them picks. Last year was, I'm just strapping, and he did. He was strapping last year and put him next to Gilmore. What duo would y'all rather have, Gilmore and Diggs or Xavier Howard and Ramsey?
I'm going to say Gilmore and Diggs.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think Diggs is better than Xavier Howard. And Xavier Howard's right
there. That's tough because I was not hearing his name, and I know how we feel about corners. I mean, I know you had this conversation with me, Ian. It's like you never hear when the corner's locking up because they locking up, so you don't hear their name mentioned because whoever they guard is just getting strapped. But as soon as they give up that one completion or that one touchdown, it's all you hear is their name, and they gave up a one touch. It's such a tough job for them corners, bro. I don't know.
Bro, I remember it was Rams versus – I forgot who it was, opening night. The man Ramsey was just strapping the whole game. He gave up one 50-yard pass for a touchdown. And everybody's like, nah, this man's
like, he's washed.
It was big. I was like, bro.
But then again, stuff like that is annoying too because it's like we're talking about Stephon Diggs that he gave up a touchdown to.
It's a crazy, great receiver. Bro. Wide receivers are so OC right now too.
Bro, and cornerback, quarterback, and left tackle the hardest position to play. I don't know, bro. If a cornerback, an elite cornerback like Jalen Ramsey. At the end of a game, gave up three catches, 70 yards, and then one of them is that bomb. It's like, bro, you can't say he's washed the first game of the season because that's what Twitter was saying. Twitter was going insane, bro. All right, Shane, here you go, your team. I don't know about this one, but re-signed Daniel Jones to a 4-year 160, then the franchise non-exclusive tag to Saquon.
That's crazy.
Re-signed Matt Breida and Sterling Shepard, traded for Darren Waller, third-round pick, who the Commanders could have gotten since, you know, we need a tight end. But that's cool. Hey, sucks for, what's her name, Kelsey?
Oh, yeah, Kelsey.
That was like 2 days after.
She made a joke about it on Twitter, right? She said he wasn't invited or something.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels, But I guess it's because of Cap, and he was hurt last year. I don't know why the Raiders would trade him. Like, Give your rookie quarterback every option he can have.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, Devontae, Hunter Renfro, Waller. Give him all that. See what he can do, especially if it's Anthony Richardson.
That's why I kind of don't think they draft him.
You don't think the Raiders?
They should, but the Raiders do dumb shit all the time.
I think it's Matt because it's Jimmy G there. Jimmy G just always has a rookie quarterback. I think Jimmy G's the new Alex Smith. He's just always going to have somebody in his shadow. So Waller, Giants are just beefing up again. They're just... I hate Daniel Jones. He sucks to me, but the team around him is hard to. They gave him everything not to fail last year. Defense was straight. O line got better. Saquon had a great year, probably his best year since his rookie season. So the question is, giving him receivers, they got Darren Wallace, the tight end. Sterling
Shepard. No, they don't have enough of a receiver though.
They don't. The one trade they should make, I hope they don't, but they should make, is go after Hop. I don't think his price is too high. I think he'll go for a second or third round pick at this point because it's getting later and later, and he's not going back to Cardinals. I hope they don't do it, but I don't see that many other teams going after somebody like him. Eagles, they've just been losing a lot of people, but the people they did get back, James Bradbury, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelsey, Boston Scott, and they did sign Rashad Penny. Lost Miles Sanders.
Bum.
I don't think they got anything. No, nothing off CJ yet. Gardner Johnson.
He probably went back.
Nah.
We just said Slay got released, but he's rumored to be going back. And all the cap stuff is really to pay Hurts. That's the thing. They're trying to figure out a way to pay him. And it's going to be funny if any chance he gets paid before Lamar. I know, obviously, he has another year before he has to even sign. But if it's a chance he gets paid from Lamar, that's crazy because their styles are so similar. Yeah.
Both teams want to make that happen before the other one. I feel like because whoever gets paid number first, the other one's gonna be like, I bet.
Right. Now to the real team in the NFC East, the Commanders, man. We re-signed. I would gas us up, but I'm not going to do that. Well, I was about to say the best D tackle in the game, Darren Payne, but I'm not going to disrespect Aaron Donald like that.
I got to share my screen.
Payne, that is a good reason, though. You don't let that talent.
Sure. And you sign him before other D tackle signs. The market. Value. Like, we set the market. It's always good to set the market first.
How much was the resign? I know you're about to share, Brian.
Four years for 90, 45 guaranteed.
Yeah, that's cool. And y'all locked him up. I mean, 4 years is solid. Y'all got time to find an average quarterback to lose a few more seasons.
Only move, really. Other than that, we just got offense linemen. I really want an elite linebacker. Like, oh my, I really want an elite linebacker.
Like rusher though, or what?
No, I prefer a dude that can play somewhat coverage because our D line straight, but we don't need a rushing linebacker. Our secondary can be better, but it's just a big gap right there in our linebackers. We suck; like they're just not good. But the only thing, Brian, I know you got a lot to say about Commanders. Last thing I'm gonna say is the only thing I'm skeptical about. I like Jacoby Brissett. We signed him a one-year deal. Only reason I'm skeptical is because signing Brissett shows we're putting everything into Sam Howell. And I'm not a not believer, I'm not a hater on Sam Howell, but I truly believe, not just being a Bias fan, that we are a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. And I don't want to waste that on Sam Howell, no offense to him. But if we traded for, I don't know, Lamar, or it's really the only elite quarterback available for real. But just if we got a franchise quarterback, I think we could legit be Super Bowl contenders. With that D-line we have receivers for him. Like, we could be that. But that's – Rivera's just showing he's putting everything into Sam Howell because he's signing a backup for Sam Howell instead of putting somebody to compete with Sam Howell. Brian, go ahead.
I don't even know where to start with this team, man. I'll start with where you just left off given the quarterback situation. You know, similar to what I said about the Jets, if – getting a franchise quarterback or acquiring a franchise quarterback means you got to break a structure that you had in place that wasn't working, then you do it. And so, obviously, y'all know I fuck with DeRon Payne heavy. But I was telling people on Twitter, I'm like, they've had four first-round picks on the D-line for 3 years now, after Chase Young got drafted, for 3 years now. DeRon Payne's been here since 2018. Jonathan Allen been here since 2017. The best we've been during that time, record-wise, is 8-8 or 8-8-1 this past season. And so it's like, if you're telling me acquiring Lamar Jackson would mean I would have to lose, like, DeRon Payne or not be able to re-sign Montez Sweat or Chase Young, that's fine.
We can afford one.
That is fine. Ooh. Yeah, like, that is fine with me. Because if you have your franchise quarterback and you got to take an L on the D line, pass rushers be available like it's nothing. Like, I'm sorry. And if you scheme up your defense properly, you don't even have to rely on a four-man front like that. Especially if you got good enough corners in the back end, good enough secondary in the back end. You don't have to rely on your four-man front like that. You can just generate pressure other ways. And so, but as far as what they're doing, I'm happy that they were able to re-sign DeRon Payne. I didn't think that they would because of the franchise tag and because of how it's worked out for them in the past, like with Kirk Cousins and Brandon Scherf. I thought, all right, bet, well, DeRon either going to be here this 1 year or we're going to be able to trade him for something. But sign him long-term, so I'm happy for that. As far as Sam Howell, like, I think it's more so, for me, I don't mind it because before his final season, Sam Howell had a first-round or second-round grade at worst on him. He lost weapons. They used him more as a runner for some reason. And that's what kind of knocked his draft stock. And last year's quarterback draft was just weird in general.
Well, like, for Kenny Pickett to be the only quarterback. In general, was crazy. Trayvon Walker went first. And they said that's the Jags were the only team that would have picked him first.
Yeah, it was just a weird draft. Like, for Kenny Pickett to be the only quarterback taken in, like, the first three rounds, like, it's that just shows you. The fact that Kenny Pickett was the best quarterback in the draft shows you how bad that class was anyway. But for Sam Howell, you know, I think it's set up for him fine. Like, all we need him to do is just manage the game. He doesn't have to do too much. His defense, as long as they're good and transcending into elite, because they have times where they could be elite and they have times where it's just like, what are y'all doing? I think it'll be fine for them. So, like, Sam Howell doesn't have to do too much. And I'm looking at it like, best case scenario, Sam Howell is a top 18, top middle of the pack quarterback. Then you have somebody that you can work with moving forward. And worst case, if Sam Howell's not good, then this staff is getting fired anyway, and you're going to be drafting your franchise quarterback with a brand new staff next season anyway. So I'm fine with it regardless.
We did get Airbnb, didn't we? Okay, yeah, that makes me feel a little bit better. Shane, any thoughts on Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, not really. I mean, I think like Brian said, without all the first half of what he said, I just think I do like Darren Payne, and I think the Commanders need to pick somebody for QB. I don't necessarily like the – I mean, I guess I kind of like the Jacoby Brissett signing. Like either you or Brian said, like, that's the backup for just in case he gets hurt, but – I feel like that's the same thing that they did with Heineke with Wentz, but Wentz did end up getting hurt and then benched or whatever. It's just, I don't, it's like with Washington, there's no clear, like, this is our guy. We're sticking with him. And this, like, I know they tried to do that with Wentz, but then he got hurt. So it was Heineke. Then I guess Heineke went somewhere else in the NFC. But then you guys just bring in Brissett. And I'm like, Brissett can start. You don't want someone that can start. You don't want someone that can start. You want somebody that has to start if you're trying to, like, lock in with the QB. So if you want to go all in with, like, you know, Sam Howell, of course, aside from injury, it's just weird, though, because I get you don't want no bum back there in the case your franchise QB gets hurt. But it's also opening up, like, the realm of, like, yo, if you don't work out, we don't mind just subbing this guy in. It's like signing – well, not like signing Geno, because, I mean, I guess he started, and he had a really good season for the Seahawks. But, yeah, because I guess what else nobody they have? They have Locke, right? They have, like, Drew Locke.
You did not see that Geno good, but I definitely said – I said this will be the best year of Geno's career for sure.
So, and still, those – that team is not completely different from Washington when I think about it. It's just the names, Lockett and DK, aren't.
No, we're going to get into them. I got a lot to say
about that. I mean, I don't hate Washington front office. That's why I'm not a fan. I usually hate their front office, but at least they signed a defensive tackle for, like, it's not super long term, but it's long enough to like, know that they're going to get his value out of him. So. Yeah.
Yeah, like his last year, the last year of his deal. I think they have an out too for that last year of it. His last year of his deal will be his first 30 season. So like his full prime will be in Washington, and then after that,
That's solid.
Do whatever they need.
I have no super gripes about what they're doing.
All right. NFC North. We talked about the Bears getting DJ Moore already. The other moves are running back Travis Homer. I'm going to skim through the rest of them. They got Nate Davis, a guard. But the other news is Tremaine Edwards from the Bills. I think this is a big loss for the Bills. I should have gotten to that earlier about the Bills because their team would have looked a lot different, especially in the playoffs, if they had Vaughn Miller. And now getting rid of Vaughn Miller's obviously would be coming off an injury, and now you don't have Tremaine Edwards either, who can be maybe you could say he's a Roquan Smith light, obviously nowhere near Roquan Smith. But he can do some of the similar things. He's a fast linebacker.
And he likes 6'5", so that's a good, too.
So that's a good pickup for them. Detroit Lions, who have my favorite coach in the NFL. And I think we agreed last season they were the team.
I'll
mess with their team heavy. We agreed last year on the podcast. They were the team. They was our team of that year. We'll have to – when we do our –
Hey, they just had a major loss, though. I'm sure
you said they had a big loss. I don't think.
Yeah, that should get to eventually.
If we're talking about the same person,
we probably we can talk about that later.
Cornerback, they got Cameron Sutton from the Steelers, which is huge because secondary wasn't one of their problems too. They also got Will Harris, cornerback. So they're looking all right. Like they were one game out of the playoffs last year, and nobody expected them to be as good as they were last year. Goff actually looks like an NFL quarterback. Because I know it was some doubts about him for sure. Because they was like when they traded for Stafford, basically Goff was a bridge quarterback. They were trying to look for their next franchise quarterback, and really he might be it. Like he really could be it. They have weapons: Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're straight. So Brian, right?
Did you just mention who the? Because I kind of take back what I just said. Because
David Montgomery, right? I think you're talking about Jamal Williams, who led the league in touchdowns, but they were all from inside the two. So it's just not impressive for me.
I have to find that
joint. It was like a shot chart for the touchdowns.
Bro, somebody tweeted a list of the yards of his touchdowns, right? It was like 47, 25, 1-1-1-1-1. Bro, that was the funniest thing I ever seen.
If I was DeAndre Swift, I'd be pissed, bro. Like, why do you keep subbing this nigga in for one yard, please? I'm getting y'all down the field.
Swift is not the every down back, though.
That's because of injuries, but yeah.
He is tough.
Packers did nothing yet. They're just going to get back whatever they are going to get for Aaron Rodgers. I love Jordan Love. It's funny because I was up and down on bro. Like when he first got drafted, I didn't believe in him. Now I really believe in him. And I don't know if he has enough weapons there. Christian Watson there with him, but I think Jordan Love is the truth.
The Packers messed up not playing him that last quarter of the season. Like legit.
Next team up, Vikings. Byron Murphy, cornerback. That surprisingly, they got Marcus Davenport away from the Saints on a one-year, $13 million deal. I'm surprised the Saints let him go. Other than that, Alexander Madison. Finally, I can remember this quarterback's name. Shane, I've been asking. I was like, Kyle Shanahan can make any quarterback look good. It was Brock Purdy before Brock Purdy. It was what's that broad name? Nick Mullins is what I'm talking about now. Nick Mullins signed with the Vikings. But it was also – who was the other quarterback? Now I can't think of his name.
Jimmy G, Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
With the 49ers.
What other quarterbacks have they had?
Colin after Colin?
You said what, Brian?
So they had
It's another dude that looked good for like three or four games.
Young dude? Or he was?
It was like a Nick Mullins.
Better.
Or something like that. But it was still somebody else. Let me see this. Now I gotta find it, man.
No, I mean Shanahan makes everybody good.
But... Let me see.
Can't remember.
That's the furthest I'm willing to go right now.
Dang, Arquette. Oh, they do it by a whole year. So y'all can't find. Dang, why can't I? He's not even on that team no more. I know that.
Is he in the league?
But anyways, maybe. I mean, I can't think of his name, so I wouldn't be able to say that much. But yeah, Vikings last team. Oh no, that's it.
No, they NFC cut South. Dalvin Cook, right?
No, they're trading Dalvin Cook, but no, they're trying to trade him. If they can't trade him, they are going to cut him because they don't have any money whatsoever. Like, they're way over the cap. I think they're in the worst cap situation in the league right now. Falcons, and they did release Adam Thielen. Falcons, they signed Brian's favorite player, Taylor Heineke. they got Jonnu Smith in the trade, tight end. Re-signed Lorenzo Carter. And signed Jesse Bates. They had other moves too, but those are the big ones. Jesse Bates, obviously a huge move. I just don't understand what the Falcons are doing. Like, are y'all rebuilding? Are y'all trying to win now? Taylor Heineke and Desmond Ridder is a very weird combination to have a quarterback. Like, it's Taylor Heineke has established himself as a good backup quarterback. Yes. I think Desmond Ridder, I said last year he was the best quarterback coming into the draft, and I think the games he played, he looked so bad. So I'm not sure what y'all are trying to do, especially when y'all traded Calvin Ridley too, which I understand y'all kind of
need to get a Falcons fan on here next podcast.
That's Mel. Mel's a Falcons fan. Panthers, who some people could say are winning for it the offseason so far. They signed Andy Dalton to be the whoever's first-year quarterback backup, signed Miles Sanders, signed Hayden Hurts, the tight end, signed the safety Vaughn Bell. Like, they're making some moves to the defense. Defense that was already pretty good. Defense is
cool. Offensively, no. I don't want to hear it.
They just need a receiver.
But they traded DJ Moore, so. And then they traded CJ McCaffrey. I mean, Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, yeah. Saints signed Derek Carr to a 4-year 150. That's
too much. I didn't know it was for 150. What the fuck?
They re-signed Jameis. They signed Jamal Williams. They restructured the contract of Michael Thomas for, like, the 8th time. Like, this is getting insane.
Because he's hurt every year. He doesn't even play football.
The salary cap in the NFL is a myth.
But he don't.
Like, what?
Who
else they got? I know they got Kamara still. Yeah. And
he's on the block. Kamara is on the block because he does have again, we said it last year, but probably this year, upcoming suspension happening, pending. And he is on the block. Drafted so in fantasy.
I swear you'd be saying that so you can get him.
No, last year I passed him up. So I didn't have a running back. I passed him up because I swear I thought he was getting suspended. He's such a big risk. Bucks signed Baker Mayfield, re-signed Levante David, and re-signed Jamal Dean. Baker, I guess, will be their starting quarterback. He's on a 1-year, $8.5 million deal, which is very cheap for a starting
quarterback. Trusted. I don't care. I'm not saying they have anything like going for them, but I trust the quarterback.
Yeah. I do, too. He's hella accurate. It's just his turnovers be a problem. Like, his arm strength is also the problem.
No,
like,
it shouldn't. On,
like, he's his accuracy is crazy.
It was crazy you said his arm strength is a problem. Someone random. I hate this dude for football takes, but he hit me up because he was pushing a Baker narrative. I think he's thrown the furthest pass in NFL history. They counted as like a real pass. And I think it was like 70 and a half yards, bro.
That's crazy.
It was like, it was an incompletion, but it was the furthest actual recorded pass in NFL. I'm not trolling, bro. I got people just hitting me up.
You can't follow it.
I know, bro. I got people hitting me up about Baker Mayfield saying
that. Imagine that in the NBA, bro. I shot the longest shot ever. I missed it, though.
Nah. We're talking about arm strength, though, so you can't say he don't got an arm.
I'm hip, bro. It was incomplete. Yeah, that don't really count.
But no, it was in play. He just didn't catch it.
I'm
going to find the link, bro. Don't worry, because he hit me up recently. I'm going to find the link.
At least you could have said it got called back or something. Like, they scored and it got called, bro, and it was just an incompletion.
But it was the longest. All right, bro.
The wind probably helped it out. Cardinals haven't made any moves. They got a new coach who's weird as hell. And Hop is on the block.
That they was joking about, like, being like I forget what they was comparing him to. But he had like an interview. It was a meme for a second, right? Like, when he was talking to, like, I guess maybe a player or something.
Yes, bro, just started doing lightsaber noises and stuff, bro.
Nah, but that's, I'm not gonna say that should be the culture, but like, it should be not like, yo, nigga, you need to catch some fucking, like, it don't need to be that type, but it needs to be like a little more chill. I think, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. Weird. Don't quote me.
Honestly, I'm still trying to figure out who this quarterback on the Niners was. I really.
So does that mean are they thugging it with Trey Lance?
Trey Lance. They're the next team, actually. Because the Rams haven't done anything. 49, other than trade Jalen Ramsey. 49ers signed Sam Darnold. Oh, shit. And that's really it. So you have Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, and Trey Lance. I think it was Shanahan or the GM or offense coordinator, but somebody officially from the Niners did come out and say Darnold will be looking at the third string position. So they are going to keep him. And it seems like they're going to keep the other two, which is weird. I think the perfect scenario would be to trade Trey Lance and a pick for Lamar. I think Lamar was behind that O-line.
That would be tough.
And Debo, with Shanahan's mind, would have the NFL world go insane. But they're not.
Yeah, but I think also they don't even – I think for sure
Purdy – Yeah, that's why they said that's what the season is.
And I don't even think they're confident that Lance will be ready. At least, I think they don't think Lance will be ready for the start of training camp. He might be ready for the start of the season.
And they were a third string quarterback for like
still a young
9 weeks the last season, so they might as well keep three on the block. I mean, in the depth chart.
And I like Sam Darnold as a backup. Like, I think, not even trying to be funny, but I think a year or two ago, Sam Darnold, Baker, they're the next wave of elite backup quarterbacks. I'm not trying to show shade at Baker. He's just not. I wouldn't trust him on the championship level team, nothing like that. But I think Baker and Darnold, I would love to have them as backup quarterbacks because of their potential. Last team up, the Seattle Seahawks re-signed Geno Smith, and that's really it. They do have the Broncos pick, which I think is fifth. It's top five, I know, and which is crazy. The Seahawks made the playoffs. Last year, Vegas had them finishing dead last in the whole NFL. They made the playoffs. And to get the fifth pick from the Broncos, you still have Noah Fant there. And the biggest thing, other than the fifth pick, is getting Jamal Adams back, who missed the entire last season. So when you think of that, with Tyreek Woolen, D-line's decent, but the team offense is still there. Kenneth Walker is running back. Team is built. Plus, whoever you're going to get with the fifth pick. Brian, why you shoot that off, bro? You don't like Jamal Adams?
I think he's a good
one.
I'm not support safety, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a passing league, bro. Like,
it's going against what Brian just said, but he's definitely the best safety when it comes to sacks, too.
Okay, they do rush that man.
That man is elite at that. So, yeah. I mean, just getting him back, though, is going to be crazy. They honestly did say they want to trade him, but his contract is basically untradeable right now. Next year will be better. So, that's just this huge one.
I would trade that pick.
What would you trade it for?
I mean, just to get
a trade down.
Four picks back in return.
Yeah.
We'll trade that.
They don't need a top five pick. They don't. Maybe. I mean, who's coming out?
They don't need one, but that's tough.
Yeah.
Quarterback that's going to try to get
them and the Lions. The Lions own the Rams pick, and I think that's top five. Top
the 10 Lions have a top 10 pick?
From the Rams.
That's tough.
So, Lions and Seahawks both. Mm-hmm. Team that
the Lions, picked right after the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, both
and neither one of them need a quarterback.
They could get the skill position though, but unless you want actual real talent in the NFL. Okay, so you want NFL? Not in this draft, you want to trade for a skill position player?
Nah, like I would just trade down because it's like I don't see any, and you may notice I don't see any receivers going like top 10 this year or nothing like that. They might not crack only, top 20.
You said skill because Lions and Seahawks both straight when it comes to receivers.
Yeah, you're right.
Obviously, the running back is Bijan Robinson, who I can't believe.
He has a lot this man of hype, projected,
bruh, he's projected to go late first round, but they're saying he's the next LaDainian. It's like, which one is it, bruh? If he's LaDainian, that's top 10, bruh. Bijan Robinson is the only person that I could think of. And before we get the guest play, I do want to talk about that draft class. Shane, you talked about earlier, the only quarterbacks you know, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, and Anthony Richardson. You have Will Levis, too, from Kentucky, who me and Brian both don't seem to be high on. Real quick, C.J. Stroud, I don't have too much faith in just because he's from Ohio State. It's not anything to do with his skill level. It's just that offensive system he's in there. Don't know if it will translate, but we'll see. Bryce Young, I think, is the best quarterback in this class. What'd you say, Brian?
Ian, I'm about to take a picture. I'm going to put it in the chat. And right. I'm going to wait for your reaction.
It's a mock draft?
Somebody's mock draft.
I think Bryce Young is the best quarterback in this class. I think Texans will be solid with him in the future. Anthony Richardson has the most potential out of anyone in this draft. He has to go to the right scenario, though. Like, it's not – like, he – if he's a bust – I mean, not if he's a bust, but he can't go to a team
– that is tanking.
No, I'm trying to think. Like you said, I'm waiting for. Oh, here we go. Barnes.
I'm going to check it too. Hold on now.
Anthony Richardson going one. Bryce Young going two. We trade up to three to get Will Levis from Kentucky.
Yeah, what? That sounds insane.
There have been rumors of Anthony Richardson going one now, which is. I don't think Panthers are a good fit for him. I think Raiders are perfect fit for him because he wouldn't have to come in and start immediately. And if he did, he would have Devontae Adams, which is great. Josh McDaniels is a smart dude. I don't think he's the best coach in the world. I think he's better as just a coordinator. But I think that would be the perfect situation for him. Mm-hmm. Colts need a quarterback, too. I don't know if that's the best for Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson just has the most question marks because it's like he – if he pans out, that man could be – top 10 for, like, majority of his career.
He's, like, 6'4", like, with the arm and fast, right?
Arm, yes. He can be special, but he also has a lot of bust potential as well.
If he works out his Cam Newton.
Like, a better thrower than Cam Newton.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, that's really it for the draft.
Before y'all move on, though, from it, because I've been playing Madden, you know, they be having programs. So there's a 6'2 corner coming out. Is it Joey Porter Jr.? Is he good? Tough? Where are you projected to go? Top 10, 20, 15? I just want some info.
He probably like top 20. I think,
but he's
Christian Gonzalez is better, I think. Devil better, but they still.
I'm just asking because Madden be dropping cards, and he was like the best. I'm like, hey, this dude's 6'2". He seemed like a perfect corner. Obviously, I don't think he will be the next like passer tank because he's also 6'2". But yeah, and the only other corner that I know based off Madden was Cam Smith, but he's 6 foot, so I don't know if he's gonna be cold.
Nah, this is definitely a good corner class. Like, legit. I think
but any of the top really corners getting drafted in the top 15 though. Okay.
No, they are. There's gonna be a couple.
Because I'm a fan of cornerbacks. Yeah. I definitely like to keep up with them after probably quarterbacks and running backs. But yeah. All right. I mean, that's all I had.
Y'all ready? I only got one for y'all. Cause Brian got one as well. So let's get into the main event. Guess the player.
Oh yeah.
This guy right here. It's a running back. Just remember, y'all get three questions each, three guesses each as well. So this player is a running back. His career season. No, what's the star? No, his career season is actually his second year. His first season in the league, he ran for 1,500 yards. His second.
Second year,
he ran for 1,700. Third year, he got hurt. He played six games, but ran for 662. Then it followed up with a 989, 1,200, 1,500, 1,500, 1,100, 1,200. This guy's played for three different teams and wore the same number his whole career. Those are all the hints I give y'all. Now y'all can get y'all guesses and questions out the way.
Hold on, run those 15, numbers back.
17. Then he played. He got hurt. Played six games. Ran for 600. So he has still averaged 100 yards. Then 989. Then 1200. 1500. 1500. 1100. 1200. And then he started tailing off. 500 yards. Then 100 yards.
Is this nigga in the league? He played
for 10 years.
No. Is this nigga?
That's one.
Of the questions. Sure. Sure, but I feel like he'd be saying if the nigga when he got drafted or something.
I didn't
exactly. So I really don't think I'm owed that question.
I think I gave him at least start off.
How
many Pro Bowls did he make?
Four Pro Bowls, one time All Pro.
Four Pro Bowls, one time All Pro.
Is this nigga in the Hall? He is in the Hall. Damn, so he's been out the league for a little bit. I was about to ask if he had a ballot or some shit, or he was going to be like first or whatever.
He got inducted recently.
I'm not going to ask exact year, but like this decade recently?
Yeah, beginning of this decade.
Okay.
Nigga better be a Hall of Famer, nigga.
He was.
Nah, I thought he was going to fall off. Then he hit that number's 1500 crazy.
His name, we all know who dude is, but it's like he's not one of the people we talk about consistently.
Damn, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
For real? Well, I'll wait till y'all ask me questions.
Nigga, I asked two, so you need to chill out.
What? One time All Pro. Does he have any rings?
No. Dang.
This thing don't got a ring.
Okay.
His team, the team he's most known for won a ring, but it was when he left.
It was when he left? Okay. He said he got the three teams?
Can I ask at least how many years he was in? That cannot be a real question for me.
It's not. I said it.
Oh, 10. Okay. 10-year career.
I said three teams. He played for 10. Three teams, 10 years, and he wore the same number for every team. The first team he played on, the team was loaded. He still did this damage.
I say, I don't want to hear about loaded if this nigga was probably playing in the fucking... Well, nah.
It is Edgar Jones. What gave it away?
I was like, bro, what running backs were relevant when we was in like middle school or something like that?
Because I knew it had to be that way back that this did. The yardage wise, 15 in this rookie season, then 17.
Then 100 off of a six game season.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Like 100 per game, yeah, then he bounced back for 15 again. That was Cardinals. He finished his career.
Cardinals, Colts, and he finished with Seattle, but he only had 100 yards.
Damn, I definitely would have. Well, I'm like,
10-year career, 12,000 yards.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah, and like I said, he missed 11 games, 10 games in 1 year, and then this last year don't really count. So let's say eight and a half year career, 12,000 yards is crazy. All right. Well, Brian won that one. Brian, who you got for me and Shane? Oh, what you got? I'm going to ask who.
All right, bet. So this player, 1, 2, 3, 4. He had a 7-year career. He played for two teams. He's a receiver. His best season, he went for... His best season, he went for 83 catches, a little over 1,300 yards, 8 tutties. No rings. What else we got here?
Said two teams. I had to guess, but Lance definitely played for one or two teams.
I think he is a one-time Pro
Bowl. Actually, I'm going to just say one guess to get the name out of the way, because I actually hate him because he's always in the news. I'm going to say Brandon Marshall. I knew it wasn't him. I just want to say that I can't stand, bro. Okay. All right, so two teams, 7 years.
Never won a bowl.
Never won the Super Bowl. I'm assuming he one of my questions, did he retire between 2010 and 2020? Okay.
Damn.
Yes.
What was his accolade?
Got another question. I get another one of mine out. Did he play for both conferences? Okay.
No, he played for one conference.
Receiver.
I was going to say what his accolades were.
What was you about to ask?
Like you said, one. Like, does he have an All-Pro or something like that?
No, I don't think he got All-Pro. I think he just got the Pro Bowl nod for that year.
Did he, like...
Oh, you said no bowl. Dang,
I like, did he end his career due to, like, circumstances or something? Or he was just gone?
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, wait, hold on. Technically speaking, does have a
Super Bowl.
I was about to... Technically, as in, he was like a T-Mac on the Spurs type nigga?
Well, essentially, yeah.
Well, even though I'm pretty sure that's wrong. No. Okay, no, never mind. This don't count as my guess, but I was going to say San Antonio Holmes, but bro, definitely...
He has a legit brain.
Yeah.
He was the MVP of that jump. Hold on, let me verify that real quick.
I'm just thinking about a receiver to play for two teams in the same conference.
Okay, yeah, he was on the team.
You said his career. Did you name his career year or his rookie season? What do you think?
What was that? Oh, 83, 1300.
Yeah, so if we go yardage wise, right? So for his 7 years.
I think I know who this is.
Was his best season. Was his outlier.
I said Brandon Marshall. And I said, I said San Antonio. Uh-huh. But I said
it do count, nigga.
Did I name anybody else?
Nah, I'm not going to count that.
All right, I'm going to say Percy Harvin.
No.
Oh, dang. Because he played for the Vikings and Seahawks. I couldn't think of nobody else.
That's a very good guess.
So he's probably a weapon.
So I'm going to say, like, his yardage by season, and you'll see how much of an outlier it was, right? So his first season, he had 396 yards. Second season, 141. Third season, 1,312. Fourth season, 280. Fifth season, 484. Sixth season, 748. And last season,
230. Who the fuck is this nigga, bro? Hold up. One OC season, retired between 2010 and 2020. One Pro Bowl, played for two teams.
I'll make it easier. Cut the 2010 to 2015. Because he didn't even make it that far into the decade.
Okay, so he was more when we were growing up.
Yeah, one OC year.
Yeah.
And this is a receiver. Hold up, bro.
Come on, Shane. I only got one question left and one guess.
This nigga definitely does not belong in the hall, then.
What? He only got one Pro Bowl. Hell no. a good guess would be...
Well, you said Percy Harvin was a good guess.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was a very good guess, actually. And I feel like eventually see why that was a good guess.
It's not just a pure receiver. It's just a dude that can get the ball and makes some shit.
Pure receiver?
He was a pure receiver. He was a pure receiver.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he wasn't a weapon.
Nah, I can't think of somebody that was like that bad, though. But that good. That's why I don't want to be so disrespectful. All right.
I'm going to get my last question out of the way. What conference was it, AFC or NFC?
NFC. Damn.
NFC. Okay. Uh-huh. And I'll say this. He wasn't – his fall off wasn't because he was bad. He was just always hurt. Like that one season he was OC, and then after that he was just never healthy again. Like that one season, his first 2 years he played 13
I can talk
games.
Out loud because Shane sucks at these games. Yeah. I know for a fact it's not the Panthers. Because Panthers my whole life only has Steve Smith. So it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go through the divisions, bro. Hold on.
Me too. That's why I'm trying to talk
Lions,
out loud.
Bears, I'm going through NFC Lions, South right Bears, now. Packers, and Vikings.
Vikings growing up.
They had Sidney Rice. Let me get Sidney Rice.
Yeah, Sidney.
Fuck. There you go, Shane.
Bro, yeah, Shane. I was thinking of this man the whole time, but I was like, it's not Sidney Rice. I thought he played for three. He never played in the AFC. Vikings and Seattle.
Nah, he literally only played for the
Seahawks.
Oh, that's why yeah. I said that. Yes, because I was
thinking of Sidney Rice before I said Percy Harvin. I was like, I don't think it's bro. I do not think it was.
Fuck.
I just had to get through my division.
Sidney fucking Rice.
That one season with Brett Favre was OC.
I think that was my Vikings fan days. Never healthy,
so. Sidney Rice, god damn it.
Who was next to that nigga?
Yeah, the reason why I said technically for that Super Bowl season, because he was on that Seattle team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he played in like 8 games. So I was just like, literally, he had 15 catches.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
231 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Definitely don't care. Well, we can end the podcast off here. Appreciate y'all for listening. Next week, hopefully we'll have some Lamar news. That's literally the really big domino left to fall. Like, it's not too much going on right now. Everybody's waiting on Lamar and NFL draft. That's all we got left.
Hey, bold prediction. By the next time we record, Commanders will have either Dalton Schultz or Mike Gesicki. I hope so too.
It's not bold, but I think Schultz better. I know y'all don't want him because he's a Cowboy, but he better.
Well, no, Brian wants him. I don't.
Schultz is bold.
No, I think he's good too. Shane, you just remember last year I said I love Mike Gesicki. I can't say his last
name. Like,
what?
Or Gesicki. Whatever.
I love, bro.
He don't pass block. I swear he don't pass block.
I think he's like a crackhead version of Gronk. Like, he's cool.
Oh, you want to see him gritty in Washington. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. But nah, just in general. Like, he can block.
I swear he don't be blocking, bro.
No, he can block. He can. Yeah, good enough. That's a
good enough way to block.
So, you said what, Shane? Bold prediction?
Yeah.
I don't even got one, bro.
All right, I'm going to go. Clowney goes to a team that already has a beefed up D-line. I can see him in San Fran. I was honestly in Washington. Wouldn't mind it, but it's like him and Chase Young is crazy.
I feel like you can never have too many pass rushers anyway, no matter how effective they are or not.
Okay.
Nah, he left last year. Yeah,
you can never have too many pass rushers. Clowney's going to go to a team that already has a beefed up D-line. Very irrelevant, but it was funny when he said he hates how the Browns moved Myles Garrett around and not him. They focus on how to get Myles Garrett more sacks. It's like, bro, he's better. Like, what do you mean? I really did not like how he said, bro. Yeah, he said that he said they scheme Garrett in a way where he either avoids the double teams or they put him on the weaker tackle and they put Clowney on the harder tackle. And it's like, bro, I mean. It makes sense why you're saying that, but still, bro, shut up. Like, Garrett.
For sure.
Like, you're not proof. Your 10 years league is still not proven. Relax.
That's like when Gortat said that John Wall didn't pass the ball. You're not that guy.
Interruption yesterday, bro.
son. Like, he don't like how he being used offensively.
Nigga, you're not supposed to be used offensively. That's not a good thing, bro. Yes, exactly. You're a floor runner, bro. Like, what's wrong with you?
Weak. You a grown man going to Snapchat talking about Nigga, you get paid like $15 million a year talking about I'm doing cardio. Bitch, that's a good ass cardio, $15 million.
I wish niggas paid me $15 million to do cardio. I'd be doing cardio right now during
What do you expect? Like, what do you it's like Gobert, bro? I want the ball more. Nigga gets the ball, has no bag. Man, we'll turn around, just throw it up.
Whatsoever.
But no, appreciate y'all for listening. We're going to catch y'all next week. Either some Lamar news. If no Lamar news, we'll probably, I guess we'll do an NBA episode. We'll see. We'll see how the season goes. But anyways, March Madness. Real quick, who we got? I know everybody does multiple brackets, but your main bracket, who you got? Or at least give me two teams.
Bro, I was going to pick Houston, but I don't like how they lost in that conference. I don't trust it. Probably Bama. I'll stick with Bama and Houston.
They're
both number ones, right?
They're either one or no, I think they are one. Houston. Yeah, y'all gotta join the league, man.
Shane.
I'm not up on it, but I'm gonna be hype beast. Saying North Carolina or Duke.
Bro, Carolina did not make the tournament.
Then I got Kansas. I got Kansas. I already said it.
Tripping. Alabama and Kansas.
All right, I got Houston or Marquette. That's kind of the popular picks. Marquette was the pick at the beginning of the season to win the whole thing, and Houston's the favorite now to win it. I like Marquette a lot. I love the way they play. But that's where we're gonna end off. So see y'all next week.
Oh, I thought that you were. I thought you would pick Oral Roberts.
I think that's a corny joke today. They said, "Has Oral Roberts ever played Colgate in a tournament?" But, we will catch y'all next week. Stats First Podcast. We out.